Here the weather forecast as issued at 12 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time by the Uganda Meteorological Office. They've been up on the Air Ministry roof and it pissing down with rain.
6 minutes past 11 on Alice's Restaurant. My name's Bear, and I'm here with you until 12. Some amazing music there since the last time I spoke to you. We heard Sammy Hagar, two tracks from Sammy. This Planet's on Fire. Well, I thought it was getting a little bit warm around here. Must be all the heavy metal we're playing. And that was from the album Street Machine. We then heard Make It Last and Reckless from his album, his mostly live album, I think it is, called All Night Long. And then two tracks from Ozzy Osbourne, Suicide Solution from Blizzard of Oz. And there we heard Over the Mountain from the album called Diary of a Madman. On with the metal.
I'm
We interrupt in this broadcast for SOS. Would the Minister of Health presently believed to be hurtling towards Tanzania in a green Ford Escort nicked from the Ministry car park, kindly get out, put his hands in the air, and wait by the vehicle for further instructions. Otherwise, his grandmother will be taken seriously ill.
We'll be right back.
a Van Halen-y bit on the end there with that guitar riff, wasn't it? That was Samson from the album called Before the Storm, and a track there called Test of Time. It'll certainly be a test of time if we're still here in a year's time. You never know. This sort of radio may be legal one day. There's no reason why it shouldn't be, actually, because when you consider that the UK is one of the world's leading rock nations, and we get 2 hours of rock music a week on Radio 1, and 18 hours a day of classical music on Radio 3, for a handful of listeners up and down the country, if Radio 3 suddenly switched to playing album rock, I think they'd have millions and millions of people in the southeast of England alone listening. So rather a shame that radio in this country is about 60 years behind the times. And I don't think things are going to change, actually, because Radio 1, I think, in 1985, is getting a VHF frequency, which is rather a waste when you consider that so many different types of popular music, like heavy rock, or not even heavy rock, sort of album rock, shall I say, don't really get much of an airplay on British radio. It's rather a shame that we're going to have yet another pop music station, i.e. Radio 1, or rather I should say another pop music outlet, or Radio 1's VHF frequency, when it becomes available. And I think they're going to stick it up about 102 megs on the other side of the police. So rather a sad state of affairs, really. But you never know, if we keep plugging away at it long enough, we may be able to change things a little bit. In fact, some chums of mine are doing a campaign. They're collecting loads and loads of signatures. And the idea is you send off to them a large stamped addressed envelope, about A4 size. They send you back an explanatory note and a list of petition forms, and you get them filled in and send them back. And in the end, they hopefully collect loads and loads and loads of signatures, and say to their local MP, "Hey man, we got loads of signatures here by people that for people that want specialist music radio in the UK." And the idea then is to sort of get the ball rolling, and hopefully stop the stem of pop music radio in the UK. I mean, it's all very nice having pop music, but if you're a musical pervert, in your taste deviate from the norm, as mine do, obviously, playing this sort of stuff, then there's really nothing on the radio to listen to legally, and we have to sort of pop up now and again and do this sort of thing, which is all very nice. But wouldn't it be nice if we actually had a legal rock music radio channel in the UK? If you think that's a good idea, maybe you'd like to drop the Specialist Music Radio Campaign, that's SMRC for short, a line. And I think the address is 46... Morley Avenue, London. Well, that'll do, I think. No, London. I can't remember the postal code of that. I'll try and find out the postal code for you and either give you that. I've forgotten the address, silly old me. But I think it's 46 Morley Avenue, London, N22, I think it is. Or it could be N21 anyway. 22? 22. Someone's just stuck their thumb up. How do you know? You just know, do you? Steve Price with another pair of headphones on behind me. Anyway, he's obviously got his head screwed on right, so there we go. SMRC, 46 Morley Avenue, N22? N22 for a list of petition forms and things, so that we can hopefully get this sort of radio one day in the not-too-distant future on the UK. And hopefully we can help segregate VHF and medium wave, so we can have lots and lots and lots of more specialist music radio campaigns, because it's a little bit silly, really, like watching football on ITV and BBC One at the same time, having the same station on VHF and medium wave. Rather a silly idea, and we're the only Western nation to do it, I think. I think America has separate medium wave and VHF broadcasts, so does Australia, but we have the same thing on medium wave and VHF. Rather silly, but there we go. Anyway, before, as I was saying, yes, before Samson there, we had two tracks. The first was from Robert Plant, from the album called Pictures at 11, and that was called Mystery Title. And then we continued with some more Zeppelin from the album Physical Graffiti, and a track called The Rover. Are you laughing? Oh dear, oh dear. I don't usually waffle as long as this, do I? But never mind. Steve Price is standing behind me, and a quick dying behind me, and a quick look at the watch. It's 11:27 precisely, according to Dave Lane's studio watch. My name's Bear, you're with Alice's Restaurant, 90.4 megs VHF. The line-up today is me until 12 o'clock, Steve Price until from 12 until 3. He's been playing you some more heavy music. From 3 until 5, it's Dave Collins. Possibly Dave may be playing some more laid-back stuff. This seems quite likely, as I seem to have gone completely nutty today and have been blasting my ear holes out, and hopefully yours as well, with lots of heavy stuff. And from 5 until 7, it's Dave Lane. 2 hours of Dave Lane. His last 2 hours on Alice's Restaurant. Dave's leaving the station, which is, you know, we're all sort of... Steve Price is whistling that sad, sad song in the background, or that sad, sad tune in the background. Sorry to see Dave Lane go, but maybe we can get him back sometimes or something like that anyway. Right, enough waffle, I think, from me. Don't usually waffle as much as that. Sorry about that. Here's some Saxon from the album Power and the Glory. I think I need a drink after that. If you'd like to write into the station, we have a mailing address. It's number 1 St Barnabas Road, Woodford Green, in Essex.
Can't hear the monster scream. you can find the best rock and heavy metal imports at Shades. Shades of 13 St Anne's Court, London West 1. Open 6 days a week from 11 till 5. Shades is just off Wardour Street, near Tottenham Court Road Tube.
Thank you.
There are a few tracks from Hawkwind. Hope you enjoyed that. I had to go into that next track there. Completely ran out of record. Luckily, I had the Shades commercial lined up. Clever old Bear. Shades, of course, open from 11 o'clock. In fact, they're open now. They'll be open until at least 5 o'clock this evening. So if you ever want to go to a good record shop that's got an excellent selection of rock records, that's Shades at 13 St Anne's Court, London, WC1? Something along those lines, anyway. Just not too far away from the marquee. St Anne's Court is one of those funny little alleyway-type places, but not too difficult to find. And, well, you can always ask a policeman. That's what me and Dave Lane did when we went up there a few weeks ago. Gosh, they were so helpful. Anyway, that was Kadoo Flyer from Hawkwind's album, Astounding Sounds, Amazing Music. Before that, we heard Curb Crawler from the same album, the same band, of course. Silver Machine from Hawkwind, a new live-ish sort of version from the new Hawkwind album called Choose Your Own Masks. And starting that whole bit off with Redline from the Saxon album called Power and the Glory. Only a few minutes left of me, so haven't played any Cheech and Chong for ages, so I think we'll have to rectify that situation. And we'll play this one for John and Ruth, and also Steve Price. Hope you enjoy it.
I had a bunch of downs, man.
You okay?
Far out, man. You had some downs, and you weren't even going to share them with us.
Come on, wait.
Hey, man, I was going to share them with everybody before we went to the concert, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you had them hidden in your sleeping bag, man?
Hey, man, what were you doing in my sleeping bag, man?
I was looking for my Black Sabbath record, man, which I found.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, that's my Black Sabbath record, man.
It is not, man.
It is so, man.
It is not,
man. It is so, man.
It is not, man.
Yes, it is, man.
That's my record. My old lady ripped it off, man.
Hey, man, if you remember, man, she was my old lady when she ripped it off, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, man.
That's my record now, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
What do you mean your room, man? This is a front room and anybody can come in here.
Hey, man, the part between the tie-dye curtain and the two bricks is my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Well, if that's the case, man, why don't you keep your dog in your room?
Hey, man, Toe can go anywhere in the house if he wants to, man.
I know, man. That's the trouble with that dog. He goes everywhere in the house, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to, man.
Yeah, you do too, man. Hey, what happened to the rest of the bologna, man?
I ate it.
Hey, man, that was my bologna, man. Your eyes ripped me off for stuff, man.
I paid for over half of that bologna, man.
You did not, man.
And I only had 6 pieces, man.
Yeah, and you only put in 17 cents for that bologna, too, man.
I put in them pop bottles, man.
Which pop bottles?
Them pop bottles you had by the door.
Hey, man, those were my pop bottles, man. There was 2 orange crushes and a grape and a big 7-Up, man. They were mine.
It was mine, man. I found it out in the garbage, man. Remember?
No, I don't remember, man, because I found it in the empty lot. Man.
You never did. That was the bottle we used to revive strawberry with. Remember?
No, it wasn't, man. We didn't use a 7-Up bottle.
We did so.
We did not, man.
We did so.
We did not. That's strawberry, man.
Go on, you ask him, man.
I don't have to ask him anything, man, because I know I found that 7-Up bottle in an empty lot, man, because I had to clean the dirt clots out of it, man.
Well, that was my bottle, man.
Forget you, man. You ate more than 6 pieces of the bologna, too, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man. I never did, man.
Hey, did you flush the toilet yesterday, man?
Yeah.
All right, then you gotta clean it up, man.
Okay, why, man?
Man, you know we're not supposed to flush the toilet, man.
Come on, you gotta drive us home.
Hey, man, get a phone.
Answer the phone.
You're driving the car, okay?
Hey, man, get the phone. What do you do?
Answer the phone.
Hello?
Hey, man, listen very carefully, man. Don't answer the phone, man. You got that? Don't answer the phone. Even if it's me calling, man, don't answer because I think the phone is bugged, man. Okay? Okay? Hello?
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 Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Did you
hear
what
I said? Pedro?
Yeah,
I'm... Is that you, man?
No, no, it's Freddy,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, where are you, man?
Well, I'm calling from outside, man, but listen...
Hey, you got the dope?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about
Well, man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Hey,
listen to
where are you, man?
I'm outside, man. Listen
What, did you forget the address again?
Man, no, I don't...
Now, listen, write it down, man.
Don't say nothing about the address of that okay? cop. Listen on the own face,
1482 Adams, you got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay. Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
Open up. Come in with your hands
Music from Journey, from the album called Frontiers, and that was Chain Reaction. Before that, we heard a little bit of Uriah Heep from their album called Abominog, and a track called Hop's Persuasion, and started off with Cheech and Chong there from the album Los Cochinos, and a track called Strawberry Revival Festival, and Don't Bug Me was the little phone bit on the end, apparently. Right, time for me to go. It's Bear here saying bye-bye for now. I don't know if I'll be along this Saturday. It could be Dave Collins. It could be me. I think it's Dave Collins, but he may insist that I do it because I missed out a week a while back because I had a little bit of car trouble. So there we go. I could be on this week at 1 o'clock until 3 next Sunday morning, in the wee hours of Sunday morning, but it could possibly be Dave Collins. But whoever it is, you can be rest assured we'll be playing the...